And what about those people who are voluntarily coming back to Iraq?
Some of them are good people. They cannot handle it. I heard about two guys, they brothers, mm-hmm. and they work in some security thing in Iraq. They had a good pay and like a good badge. They can go everywhere. Nobody can bother them in Iraq. So they had a good life. And then mm-hmm. The life here in the camp, you're always sitting in the camp and you can do nothing. Like always sitting in the camp. So because they not speak English, mm-hmm. they not active, they can do nothing. Mm-hmm. So you know, you can. It's 4 months or 5 months. It's hard for them. So they decide to go back to Iraq better and go back work in Iraq.
Yeah.
Because it's inside the camp. Mm-hmm. But if they outside, if they working, it will be better for them.
Mm-hmm.
And some people of them, they coming here just for fun. Mm-hmm. They thought they will find 5-star hotels mm-hmm. and they will find like, I'm sorry, but naked girls in the street or something mm-hmm. like this.
Yeah.
And they will find a lot of money. The government give them a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
No, the life, it's not like this. We have to stay in the camp and we have to wait our like our paper done. And we have to work. Most of who's coming here, they not speaking English. Like in my camp, there is 300. It was 300 people, and only 8 people speaking English. And most of them didn't translate or make themselves busy or bother themselves to translate to somebody or to help him. But I had it about first 2 months. I was translate about too many hours in a day, like since 9 o'clock maybe until 7 p.m. something like this. But it was so nice.
How do the employees of reception centers in Finland treat you?
Most of them, all of them, they perfect, you know, they good. Like, and they appreciate when I helped them about 2 months
to translate. Interpreting.
Yeah, interpreting to them. And when somebody asked them, like from outside the camp, like Finnish people, mm-hmm. like the teacher I told you, she's taking us to school to talk about our culture. She's called them and she's asked them, she's want somebody speaking mm-hmm. good English and she can trust mm-hmm. because she's want to take him in school, like kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they recommended me to mm-hmm. them, you know, to go there. So, and there's a few things I can remember now, just like this. So they ask, go to Yasser.
What is your first feeling when you reached Finland?
They was surprised because I speak English and talking to them fast and understand what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the Finnish people, they sympathize with us. Because we came from a dangerous area and we feel happy here to be safe. So they, like all of them, I can't say all of them, all what I saw,
mm-hmm.
what I know, who's I know.
Which from the city you have stayed in?
Oh, it's a nice city, in a small city, and mm-hmm. It's a good city also. And I have a few actives there.
Mm-hmm.
And but I like to come here to the capital mm-hmm. city because there is a lot of chances to do something or to be something mm-hmm. or to do something for the refugee people.
Hier geht es um Leute, die freiwillig zurückkehren in den Irak. Ja, sagt Yasser, es gibt Leute, die dort eigentlich ein recht gutes Leben hatten und die dann mit dem langen, untätigen Herumsitzen, bis entschieden ist über das Asylverfahren, einfach nicht zurechtkommen und wieder zurückgehen. Außerdem gäbe es auch Leute, die einfach nur for fun hierher gekommen seien, denen man erzählt habe, hier gäbe es 5-Sterne-Hotels, nackte Frauen und Geld von der Regierung. Die sind natürlich auch enttäuscht von den schwierigen Zuständen im Lager. Von den Finnen fühlt er sich allerdings gut aufgenommen und er ist guten Mutes, denn schließlich spricht er Englisch und er hat schon vielen helfen können, die eben kein Englisch sprechen. Er sagt, von 300 Leuten sind es gerade mal 8 Leute, die Englisch können und auch von denen sind nicht alle bereit zu übersetzen.